WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Israel continuing airstrikes in Beirut today. Ground incursions into Lebanon also continuing. ABC's Marcus Moore is on the ground in Beirut.
We have watched intense fighting on the southern border between Lebanon and Israel, where just a day ago, as many as 8 Israeli soldiers were killed in an ambush. And the fighting we have seen has not subsided. It has only intensified here in recent days.
The fatality count from Hurricane Helene is approaching 200 people, making it the deadliest hurricane to strike the continental U.S. since Katrina. The dock worker strike goes on. 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association tying up cargo shipping along the East and the Gulf Coasts. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's election interference case has unsealed a filing in response to the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Special counsel Jack Smith arguing Trump acted in a private, not a public capacity on January 6th. This is ABC News. Jury deliberations are expected to begin today in the trial of 3 former police officers in Memphis, all charged in the beating death of a black man at a traffic stop. Tyree Nichols was attacked and killed when he ran from police. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
I spoke with Tyree Nichols' mother, who said that she finds it so difficult to hear the defense try and justify the beating that Tyree Nichols received. She says it's been really, really hard to hear them try and make sense of it all. But she says she's had to be strong this past year and a half for her other adult children. She says, together with the rest of the family, that they are looking forward to a verdict and want those officers held accountable for the excessive use of force.
And the movie Rust is now set for a premiere. It'll happen next month at a film festival in Poland. The screening comes nearly 3 years after cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed when a gun held by actor Alec Baldwin went off during the rehearsal. The armorer on the film is currently serving 18 months for involuntary manslaughter. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is holding on to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette Law School poll. She leads 52% to 48% with both registered and likely voters. The margin of error is 4.4%. In the U.S. Senate race, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points, also with registered and likely voters alike. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking people not to burn leaves and brush this week. Brittany Merlot explains why.
There's an increased chance of fire danger this week due to the dry weather, gusty winds, and dry vegetation, all ahead of a strong cold front. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back, and it's gone! Mitchell, a 2-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Manager Pat Murphy said Chourio had a great night.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special. A lot of guys contributed tonight. It was, you know, again, you saw what our team's about. what they've been about all year. They didn't quit. They kept every pitch. Yeah, a lot of guys' contributions, but cheerio. Oof.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, sunny, 70. And then on Saturday, a little return to summer with sunshine at a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Poppins These Popcorn. And I'm joined by Milwaukee filmmaker Ezekiel Drews and Festival Theater's Jesse March.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Yes. 92.7 WMDX, the family show. And boy, I absolutely love the Busted Pencils.
Yeah, they're great.
That's great stuff.
We love having them on every Thursday morning, 6:35. Yeah, interesting stuff. And their podcast is available at civicmedia.us.
And it drops every Wednesday. You can check it out at that point.
The John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. It is 7:07. Weather looks fine today. Highs in the mid-70s.
Terry Bell's in the studio.
Morning, guys.
News director,
morning.
And we'd like to find out what that big story is today. What is it?
Well, today is a bit of information. Actually, this came out earlier this week, but I'm just getting around to it today. A new report from Forward Analytics. That's the research arm of the Wisconsin Counties Association. The important thing is that they look to the future and find that Wisconsin is potentially headed toward a senior care crisis. Wisconsin, the population is getting older, but we're not keeping up with the need for the future need for things like nursing home beds and nurses and CNAs and other staff. We could be in quite a jam by the year 2040 unless we do something about that.
Not enough training. The pay isn't there. Large turnover in all of these areas.
Yeah. Senior care centers are having the same issues as child care centers, is that they can't pay enough to keep good people around.
Right.
But at the same time, if they did that, then they would have to charge more to people who already can't afford it. So it's a catch 22. The problem is on both ends.
It sounds more like something the government should somehow fund a little bit, because if we put it on businesses, of course they'll have to raise prices. So if there is some kind of government funding, we always seem to have a $4 to $8 billion surplus in the state, which I don't think is really a surplus. It's money just not spent on things that society needs at this point, and it's senior care now. I mean, we've been talking about child care and the problems there, and no one can afford it now, and that keeps people out of the workforce as well. Now we're talking about senior care, and of course, you know, Gordy and I are seniors,
so we're starting
to panic. At this point.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
So somebody help us, please.
Give us some hope.
Anyway,
lawmakers, policymakers, they'll take a look at all of these numbers and decide what, if anything, they want to do about
it. This is the job of our legislature. This is what they should be talking about. This should be on their radar. This is what the whole thing is about. And I hope the dissolving gerrymandering in the state will help us at least find some balance. I'm sure there are people out there that are Republicans as well as Democrats hoping that there is some solution to these problems You know, I think it's more of an ideological thing when you're at the top, the cream of the crop of Republicanism, that you're at the Capitol and you think that this is the way things have to run. But the public thinks differently. I think there's a public opinion that even, you know, conservatives really want this help. They need this help. They see the need for all of these things, child care and senior care.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, these are the kind of things that hit people regardless of, you know, what their political stripes
exactly,
are.
Exactly, exactly. All right, Terry.
Now, Terry, before you go, I just want to mention 33 days till the election.
That's right.
and just a campaign update here for Wisconsin. Kamala Harris is going to be in Ripon today, and she has a guest speaker that's going to be with her.
Yeah, Liz Cheney, former congresswoman, daughter of the former vice president, one of the stalwarts of the Republican Party, is joining a growing list of Republicans and former Republicans who are throwing their support behind Kamala Harris, and they say democracy is at stake. And so she will be in Ripon today, just up the road from Madison, talking about the things that Kamala Harris wants to do if she's elected.
Is Kamala going to be there?
She's going to be there. Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine this happening.
Well, it is happening.
What planets align to make this thing happen? She's there with Kamala Harris. Come on. This is ridiculous. Doesn't this seem a little surreal to everybody?
It's a little surreal, but, Ripon is the birthplace of the Republican Party. So, and that's
Kamala. That's no excuse. Now she's with a Democrat.
Yes.
And a liberal Democrat at that. And I'm wondering, Liz must see that there is an opening where liberals, Democrats, progressives open up and allow someone like Liz Cheney to speak and speak her onions and give her point of view. You'd think that would play a little bit into saying, maybe the Democrats aren't so bad after all.
Well, I think what a lot of Republicans a close reading of Project 2025 makes a lot of people come to the conclusion that, the future of democracy is at stake and, that they would rather, fight to keep democracy going and then live to fight another day about things like taxes and social issues.
Yeah. Well, I hope we've changed her mind.
Right. Terry, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. You bet.
Yeah, it's Terry Bell, our Civic Media News Director. And he's going to be busy today again with another campaign swing from Kamala Harris up in Ripon.
They posted a feature of Dick Cheney's comment about supporting Kamala Harris. It's like the most surreal moment. Well, I'm thinking, what the hell am I drinking today? I'm voting for Kamala Harris. What?
Yes.
Dick Cheney, Darth Vader. Oh.
Well, okay. Yeah.
All right.
And still nothing but crickets, nothing but silence from George W. Bush. People in the Republican Party even saying, is he going to say anything? He's about the only, he is the only former president that hasn't come out and said who he's supporting.
Now, he's one of the most self-effacing guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a lot of fun with a lot of his quirks.
But really,
a lot of the criticism.
You never hear anything from him.
But anymore. You haven't, no.
Not only about this, but about anything.
By the way, I don't want to make it seem like I like George W. at this point. No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But, we should at least hear from a few of those people, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You would think so. All right.
By the way, if you're listening to Stephanie Miller on a regular basis, you know that John Fugelsang is a guest there and one of the funniest guys ever. We met him at the Sexy Liberal concert here at the Barrymore Theater. And he's just a really cool guy and does 25 push-ups before he goes out. And
we watched him. And we counted for him. Yeah, it was fun backstage.
It was. I'm working my way up, by the way. Yeah. I'm at 10 now.
Oh, good. Wow, that's progress.
I was up at 15 going on 20, and then all of a sudden I had back problems and I stopped. And now I'm working my way back up again. Okay. But Fugelsang posted this on X. J.D. Vance is a fusion of every kid that vanished on the Wonka factory tour. I'm just thinking, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you just summed it up for me. I do love that. And, speaking of Vance, let's talk about that. Rachel Maddow featured a little something on J.D. Vance where he said, he doesn't support a national abortion ban. Well, she disputes that, and let's go to cut 18 here.
But wait. I never supported a national ban. I talked about setting some minimum national standard. I never supported a national ban. Do we have tape of reality here?
I certainly would like abortion to be illegal nationally.
So if you're on tape saying, I certainly would like abortion to be illegal nationally, that means you supported a national ban on abortion. J.D. Vance, an incredibly slick, facile talker. I mean, he's a professional talking head. This is what he's been doing his whole adult life. But on that one, on an issue that important, to lie on something that bluntly, I feel like, Ari, that's going to follow him around a little bit.
Yeah, I think
so. You would
think
so. Yeah. Sam? Oh, sorry. I thought you had a comment.
I was signaling to you, and I was going to say... So Melania Trump has a memoir coming out soon. Mm-hmm. It was revealed just like yesterday in this memoir that she apparently has a very pro-abortion rights stance.
Yes.
She does. Her quote is, a woman's fundamental right of individual liberty to her own life grants her the authority to terminate her pregnancy if she wishes. That's pretty pretty pronounced.
You just happen to have that quote there?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that you were going to mention
story. Her. Yeah, we've got that on here. In fact, she goes on to say, restricting a woman's right to choose whether to terminate an unwanted pregnancy is the same as denying her control over her own body. I have carried this belief with me throughout my entire adult life. Huh. Now, it doesn't make me like her anymore, but yeah, that's it's on the right side of the whole, you know, do we have a right to choose?
Right. Well, good for her for speaking up and putting that in her new book.
New book, yeah.
Trying to sell books, too, of course.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
part of that, I imagine. Okay. Let's see.
Well, you know, everybody kind of wondered, you know, is she on... Yeah. Does she really believe in what Trump is doing? Because they're not warm. They're not very close. Touchy-feely.
As far as I know, she hasn't been on the campaign trail at all, really. You know, I think she showed up at the convention, you know, for a couple of photo ops.
And he may get a kind of a pack in, you know, for a kiss or maybe, you know, a gentle touch of the hand or something like that. Or maybe she's just pushing him away. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, that's a famous video of her just shunning every advance, walking, trying to. Remember, Trump was trying to hold her hand walking off the plane or whatever.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, there's, polls. You know how depressed I was after CNN said that the focus group said that Vance won. I just freaked out. So then I found some other polls. You know, Walls up 13.
Right.
Okay. Now, he is up 13. Get this. In favorability, 4 up for Vance.
Okay.
And this I just love. Two undecided Michigan voters said Vance's J6 answer lost their vote, and 5 of 6 undecided Pennsylvania voters said Walls won. So I'm feeling a whole lot better.
Yes.
All right.
Well, good. As long as you're feeling better.
People were concerned about how does John feel about this? He sounded bad
getting a lot of comments about that. Yeah.
Cards and letters.
They're very worried about you.
They keep coming in.
Yes. Coming up, Jack Smith unsealed that court filing. The judge, we're going to have that. Yeah. That's a huge story. And Brittany Merlot has our latest weather next on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Tara, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Ow! Oh! Woo! Good! Yeah. I'm back!
I'm back!
Yeah! I'm back!
Oh, yeah.
I'm back!
Hey!
I'm back! Woo! I'm back! Get up off of that thing! And dance to do you better!
Yeah.
Get up off of that thing and dance till you feel better.
I think this should be our exercise. It's music for the morning.
Why not? Yeah.
92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. And we have Brittany Merlot filling us in as to what to expect for the weather. You know, I'm just not used to the weather. You know, it's so dark in the morning. Usually we could see the weather before. Now I'm, you know, we're waking up in the dark and I don't know what the weather's going to be like anymore. I'm in a panic first thing in the morning. I got to cut down on the coffee. Right?
Really? You need to back off on that. Yeah, it's beautiful out there this morning here. How's the weather by you, Brittany?
Yeah.
Same. Bright, blue, beautiful, crisp, though, a little cool, mid-40s right now. But I know closer to Lake Michigan, they're sitting in the mid-50s to nearly 60 degrees. So lucky them by the water. But
yeah.
Here for us, not so much. We're going to see, though, more and more clouds through the afternoon, as we do have a tiny, tiny chance for a few little sprinkles this evening. Or maybe a light shower. It'd be nice if we could squeeze out a light shower, because we definitely need that. But a cold front moving through. So today we're going to spike to the mid-70s, and by tomorrow we'll fall to those upper 60s for highs. Nothing too crazy.
Oh, that's nice, actually.
And Homer wins. Gordy, I want to know, how did your tent hold up?
So far, so good. The gazebo tent is still in place. It's tied down. I've got weights on it. I've got some ties. Everything's looking good so far.
We should have a little party, you know, get your neighbors over who are, you know, trying to keep that thing on the ground
right.
for you.
Yeah.
Taking bets on it, right?
Yeah. Al and Mary Lou, they're watching it for me when I'm here, so.
We should all get together and, you know, make sure.
I think so, yeah. You're invited over anytime. You know, I've got an open door policy.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. What do you mean, really?
Wow, you're so angry when I come over.
Well, that's to be expected. What do you want?
That's right.
What do you expect? So looking ahead to the weekend, Sunday we have an event here in Madison at Warner Park. It's the Alzheimer's Walk, and we're going to be a part of that. So we're curious about Sunday's weather, Saturday and Sunday, but Sunday in particular.
Yeah. You know, Sunday is going to be a little bit cooler than Saturday. So Saturday will spike a little bit to the upper 70s. It'll be sunny. Got another cold front moving in. So both Saturday and Sunday are going to be on the breezy side of things. So keep that in mind. But a lot of sunshine. That cold front moves through at night. So those chances of rain are overnight. So honestly, both Saturday and Sunday look good. Saturday a little bit warmer. Sunday a little bit cooler with highs at about 70.
Very good.
Love it.
You know, we haven't done interplanetary weather this week, I don't know,
maybe
just
we should
calling out. Should we wait till tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Let's go.
Yeah, let's save it for the weekend.
Okay. Right. Okay, good enough. Brittany, thank you very much. Always a pleasure. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right.
Yeah. Have a good day.
May good weather always be your friend. Okay.
And always with you.
Thank you. Okay. It's a weather thing. It's, you know, meteorologists have their own language when we talk to each other.
Would you like to expand on that?
No, not at all. It is now 7:25.
Well, that's nice.
It's 54 degrees here.
It is.
Our high, mid-70s, as Brittany was saying.
I want to get to something more humorous, and that is Megyn Kelly.
Oh, you know, she's still got, a podcast that
she's
got? Does,
a, yeah, I don't know.
Or she's on Newsmax.
I was able to watch it.
I don't know whatever happened to her. I don't know.
Well, no one cares. You listen to her, right. This is crazy stuff. Okay, let's get to Megyn Kelly feeling like a victim after watching Walls and Vance debate. Let's check this out.
Okay. It's the morning after now, the big VP debate last night. And honestly, like the more I've thought about it over the past, it was 12 hours when we signed off ago. The angrier I've gotten over the amount of bias and push there was by those moderators in favor of the Democrats. It's just so out of control. The media bias is out of control. I don't think these Republicans should be agreeing to do any more of these debates at any point on any of these networks. And the only way they should is if there is an equal number in a forum of their choice. You know, they can say to the Democrats, you choose ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, even MSNBC. You choose. You choose two of those.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll choose two. We'll do one with the Megyn Kelly show, and we'll do one with Fox News, whatever.
A little money in her pocket.
What other way is there? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you are voluntarily going into a lion's den in which you're the bait. The lion will try to eat you. And they treat the other candidate as the little baby lion cub. They will try to protect that person and run cover for that person.
Enough.
And if you wind up posing any sort of a threat to that person, everyone in the arena is against you. They will try to cut your head off. I mean, that's what we saw. Or in last night's situation, cut your mic off.
Oh, my God. You know, there's a point at which you stop the analogy. It's not getting any better.
A lion cub.
Cut the mics.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And yet she felt just compelled to really rail on the system that's in place. These are major networks, their news departments, they're in the middle, they're not really doing too much else but asking the questions. And I did like the way they wrapped some of the facts into some of the questions that they asked. I thought that was kind of nice. But, you know, they were offended. The megas were offended because there were facts in there, and that seemed like a fact check. But it wasn't. It was just another way of, you know, presenting a fact right there. Now react to the fact.
There's something different about the debate formats now, because there wasn't an association, but they remember not too long ago, in fact, maybe 4 years ago or 8 years ago, they'd have somebody from one network, they'd have somebody from PBS, they'd have a columnist, they'd have three or four moderators, and it was run by a different committee where they would agree on all this stuff way before the debate times and which networker was going to be on, and there might be another network involved. But now they just open it up to the networks. That committee that helped to put these debates, that's been set aside by both parties.
Yeah, they shuffled that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the rules where you can correct them.
Yes.
And if you're saying a lot of lies, then you get fact-checked more often. I think that's the common sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. I think that's the fairest way to do it, but who knows?
Yes.
But I think what they want is an audience to applaud every time their candidate says something.
That's the other big thing that changed this year, this cycle. Yeah, no audiences. Okay, 7:29 and highs today in the mid-70s. Back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Well, we're meeting all kinds of folks at World Dairy Expo 2024, including those farms impacted by the recent Hurricane Helene. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. One of those, Harry Ott. He is the president of the South Carolina Farm Bureau Federation, and he says Hurricane Helene came at the worst time for a lot of farmers and caused a lot of damage.
The cotton crop probably sustained the worst damage. We were right at the beginning of cotton harvest, which means it had all opened and was ready to be picked. That doesn't bode well for wind and rain. Those that hadn't completed their corn harvest, that corn will be flat on the ground now, so it will not get harvested. It's going to be damaged to particularly, I would say, cotton and peanuts on the commodity side. We've had reports of poultry houses being blown down. A lot of trees blown over.
Harry Ott, he's the president of the South Carolina Farm Bureau Federation visiting World Dairy Expo. He said that right now their South Carolina Farm Bureau insurance expects to see more than 3,500 claims from farms in South Carolina alone, expecting losses now up to $75 million.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And Wisconsin farms represented very well at the 40th annual World Forage Super Bowl. Yesterday, Meadowbrook Dairy from Manitowoc was named the Grand Champion Forage Producer. For their efforts, they were presented a $2,500 check. We also had Nettleman Farms from Bangor, Grand Champion Baleage category. And congratulations to Horsens Homestead Dairy in Cecil, Grand Champion in the BMR Corn Silage category. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, sunny, 70. And then on Saturday, a little return to summer with sunshine at a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
There's more to the walk to end Alzheimer's than just walking, and there's more reasons to take part, too. It's for families facing the disease, for treatments, for stopping Alzheimer's. Join WMDX for Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's at Warner Park in Madison, Sunday, October 6th, starting at 8:30 a.m. Be part of the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease with WMDX. Learn more or sign up today at alz.org. ALZ.org.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Vindman with very compelling testimony during the first Trump impeachment trial. J.R. Radcliffe with all things sports. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 da, bum, da, bum.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminators, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
Seems fair. 734 927 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. And it is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. What? What's your deal?
Every time I look up and I see, I see our new image on the back panel. The wall.
It's scary, isn't it?
See, you can't see it, but we are really, truly blue.
You know what I should do? I should take your faces and Photoshop them over blue meanies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe that would be it.
Do something with it.
That is just
it's pretty crazy. Yeah, you can see it on Facebook and X. We're back and on X,
yeah,
right?
We're back. Oh,
by the way, now Sunday we have the Alzheimer's Walk in Madison Warner Park. I think the ceremonies are they open up at about 8 or 8:15, and then the walk gets underway around 10 o'clock or so. Sam, do you have the latest on that?
I guess the latest.
Okay. Well, so we've got a team, right?
That's we do walking. Have a team. WMDX Civic Media is the name of our team. If you want to donate, we'd like it if you donate to support our team in fighting for this cause.
Yes.
You can find that if you just search like the Walk to End Alzheimer's. You can find their webpage. And if you scroll down, like you search for the Dane County Walk, happening on this Sunday the 6th. If you scroll down and you can search for teams or make a donation, you just type in WMDX for searching for a team and it'll pull our page up.
Okay. Nice. So the first place you go is?
Just Google Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And you can find the Dane County Walk.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Yes. Donate. You can just show up that day also and help out and donate.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that sounds great.
Sunday, Warner Park.
And you're going to be there, right?
Yes.
Sunday morning.
And you're going to be there too, right?
No.
What? What do you mean, no?
My problem?
Yeah, wait, come on.
Are you telling me that you're in favor of Alzheimer's? No. Is that what you want?
Oh, well, I guess you.
Your name's on the list. You said you were going to be there.
That's the bottom line.
You'll be there. Yeah.
All right. What I want to do here is I want to feature. You got my email, right? The cut?
Yeah.
This is something that I've been shouting at the TV for a long time. No one seems to think this was an important issue. I thought it was. And so MSNBC sent one of the reporters into the audience. I guess it's a college student. He's getting an awful lot of press now for his comments on MSNBC. Let's play it and finally, clear up this thing that the media seems to just not want to deal with. Let's hear it.
We were talking, Marcus, about this constant criticism about the vice president not being able, about the vice president being in office for these last, he's already upset about it. The vice president being in office for all these years and not being able to make the change was the allegation from J.D. Vance. You said to me, I've been to high school civics class. Why did you say that?
Because if anybody took high school civics class, they'd know what the vice president can do and what the vice president can do. I want to make a quick point. Neither candidate on that stage talked about what executive action they're going to take on day one to do what they want, nor were they asked because they know that they can't. That's not how the vice presidency works. You don't get to do what you want. You do what the president delegates you to do. So that
one day Marcus is going to be all of our teachers in civics class, guys.
That's fantastic,
that's
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, again, they're just haranguing Kamala because she was supposedly the border czar. Yeah. She should have done this. She should have done that. She is the vice president. She can't do any of that stuff. Why didn't somebody stop these individuals from, trying to make this a debate point?
Right.
It's not true. Vice presidents can't do anything. They're there at the will, basically, at the command of the commander in chief.
That's right. Well, and Joe Biden wanted her to actually go down to Central America and South America.
And find out why there's immigration from
why,
there.
Yes, to do some research. Yeah. To, you know,
and she came up with a great plan, and the plan has been very effective, what she did, at least to help the flow, stop the flow, or slow the flow of immigrants into the country. But again, the vice president cannot just go out there and start doing things.
Well, and you know, even if the president orders the vice president to do something, in Trump's case, if he asked Mike Pence to do something, like, you know, let's not have the Electoral College certify the votes. Yeah. And Mike Pence refused to do that. So, you know, I can't do that. It's illegal.
See?
There was a little bit of a disagreement there that now is coming to light.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that Jack Smith has opened this case.
Boy, what an expose. You know, my MAGA friend in Milwaukee is starting to panic. He said, this isn't going to look good for Trump. He said, no, really?
Is he just catching on?
I don't know if it'll have an effect, but you think it'll have an effect, John? I said, sure.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to placate this guy. I'm going to say, you know what? People forget this in a week. Don't worry about it. I'm just done arguing with this.
Good for you.
Mega friend of mine. Yeah. It's just crazy. But anyway, Trump basically laid the groundwork to try to overturn the 2020 election even before he lost. And are we seeing that now? And of course we are.
Right. The judge has unsealed the documents now.
Yeah. And knowingly pushed false claims of voter fraud and resorted to crimes. That's how it's said in the documents now. He resorted to crimes in his failed bid to cling to power, according to the newly unsealed court filings from prosecutors. All right. So.
The whole reason that Jack Smith has brought this case again is because of the immunity thing that the Supreme Court
put in place.
Yes.
And now this is coming out. And my maker friend said, is this the October surprise? Mm-hmm. I said, well, not really. You know, this has been dragging through the courts for a long period of time. There's no predicting when these things will happen, when they'll drop. It happened to drop here. And that's the gamble you take.
And the information in this report is because these were unofficial acts of the president.
Yes. That's what they're claiming, and that's how this is phrased now in these new papers.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
And I think he makes a very good argument that these are unofficial acts.
And the reason that makes a difference is because the Supreme Court said immunity only is for official acts of the president.
They created that. They actually wrote that into the Constitution.
That. Yes.
They have markers just like Trump has a marker. Yes. Remember what he did to his? Well, now the Supreme Court has their marker.
Right.
And as you mentioned, he said, so what? Right. So what? You know, but he actually said that when he was told that they moved Pence to a safe area.
Right.
So
he's so watching TV.
So what do you think we should do, Donald? I don't care. So what?
So what?
Real concern there. Mm-hmm. Real concern.
Yeah.
Did I hear a bell
heard
or
some
something?
Music. I heard something in the background. Something. What happened. Was that?
Is it the ice cream truck coming by?
Was it?
I don't know.
Did you hear it again?
I'm still hearing
it. What
are
you hearing? I don't hear anything. You guys are the ones with hearing issues.
Yeah.
Just because we're, you know, seniors, it doesn't mean we can't hear.
What?
What? All right. So anyway, here's one of the interesting posts. So hundreds of Republicans were involved in the insurrection, including congressmen, senators like Ron Johnson, their staffs, fake electors, cabinet members, state legislators, Rick Perry, Jenny Thomas, GOP chairs, so on and so forth. So far, we've only punished those that stormed the Capitol on January 6th. I say, isn't it time that we start prosecuting these individuals? Now, we could, you know, use what Trump has been saying all along here, and that is that we should have one rough hour. Well, I'll tell you what, let's have one rough day and then go after all of these individuals who actually participated in the attempt to overthrow the election.
Yes.
Because wouldn't that be a way to prevent this from happening in the future, knowing that you could be prosecuted if you did participate in something like this in the future? Let's do it now. Let's take care of these individuals, lock them up, throw away the key, make sure they never get out of prison ever in their life. Ron Johnson, I'm speaking to you.
Okay. I don't know if he's listening, but yeah, we'll let him know.
Oh, and somebody wrote, there are 462 days until the statutes of limitations expires for the elected seditionists and traitors still seated in the People's House and in state houses across the country. Hmm. So we have to get in under that 462 days.
Well, we've got a little time.
All right. Well, that's very positive, my friend.
Okay.
All right. So that is a big story, and that's huge, you know, that's a huge, huge story. The other big story, and no one's talking about this, is that CBS says that Trump pulled out of a planned 60 Minutes interview.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
What do you think? Afraid of something?
He didn't want to sit down with 60 Minutes?
No.
Not even for like 10 minutes of 60 Minutes? How about five? Yeah. 5 minutes? You got five minutes to talk to 60
Well, he could have negotiated the stopwatch at the
Right. Well, I wonder why he pulled out of that.
I don't know, but Kamala is not pulling out of that.
Good.
Yeah, she's hanging in there.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Very good.
What, do you have something?
No, go ahead.
Is there something you want to say?
No.
It seems like it's all pent up inside. You got to let loose. I mean, what is it, man?
I was going to mention Rocker will be with us tomorrow because it's Friday, and we'll be looking at local music, of course, as we always do with Rocker on Fridays.
All right.
So the Max Inc. preview will take place tomorrow.
All right, I've got a great story here. Cut 183 from last month. Greg Palast has an investigation in a short film, and this is just insane stuff. The film centers on a terrible new threat this year that the right is putting in place. It's called Vigilante. That's the name of the movie, and it's about the challenges by self-appointed voter fraud hunters. Not government officials, who are targeting well over 1 million to challenge and block the counting of their ballots. 1 million challenges to people who can vote. Most suspiciously, the vast majority of vigilante targets are young voters and voters of color. I want to play this clip. This is very important. This is huge, and no one's talking about it.
I'm afraid it's not that huge because we don't have time to play it, John.
How long is it?
Oh. It's over 3 minutes.
Oh, well, that's
3 minutes and 12 seconds.
Can we play a couple of bits of it?
Just play part of it.
Okay.
You're telling me 2,600 miles away, 2 days before the election, that if I want to vote, all I have to do is show up and prove as an American citizen that I have the right to vote. Again.
Okay.
We are having mass challenges of voters of color. Vigilante, there's new laws. It started in Georgia, a new whole system where any individual can challenge another individual. It's not the government. This is individuals. It's Greg Palast saying Egberto Willis is not a citizen. He should not be allowed to vote. I have no evidence of that other than he has darker skin than mine. Oh, James Brown has already voted in another state. They literally said that 238 guys named James Brown were one person voting 238 times because James Brown is not, you know, so you might say, well, wait, James Brown is a common name, not for a Republican. So it starts out with the film about how 88 vigilantes, these are self-proclaimed vote fraud hunters, 88 of them challenged 180,000 people. Now, let me tell you, one guy, Alton Russell, personally challenged 4,000 people.
Yeah.
All Amazing. He did was get a name from a group called True the Vote. He got this list of 4,000 people, sends it into his county elections office, and they literally stop all 4,000 people from voting. Now,
what?
Who are they?
Wow.
Okay, just pause it there. We got to get back to that.
Crazy.
It's an amazing thing. And he also voted. He also challenged all these people, these 4,000. A lot of them are vets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Veterans. Wow. Okay, we'll have more on that. And we'll continue with more of the John and Gordy Show for this Thursday on 92.7 WMDX Madison.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why, because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
New choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. We're talking about Greg Palast's film Vigilante, and it is a stunning thing. And I'm surprised the media itself isn't talking about at least some of the things he is talking about. But this has happened a lot with Greg Palast. I don't think they take him seriously, but he has all of this on film, and he's documented all of it. He said here, and this is from his own promotional site, here's the statistics that should scare all defenders of democracy. Our early ACLU version of the film exposed the 88 vigilantes challenging voters only in Georgia. Now the Trump-sponsored group True the Vote has gone from 88 vigilantes to over 40,000 volunteers in 43 states. And vigilante vote fraud hunters have already challenged the rights of 852,000 voters of color. Investigative reporter Greg Palast hunted down the mega vote rustlers who blocked the vote of 4,000 black soldiers. Okay. And the thing is, the soldiers, these are black individuals who are in service right now at forts throughout the United States. They're not at home anymore.
Sure.
So they're being called into question as voters.
Whether they're registered in the right place or registered at all.
And that cut started off with one of those soldiers who is in California, but he lives in Georgia, and they're asking, all you have to do is show up in court. Yeah. So he has to go from California to Georgia.
Oh.
Just to show his ID. And he's a veteran, and he is a long, long time soldier. And he has to go in and prove once again that he is eligible to vote. This is just an amazing thing, isn't it? It's just
awful.
Well, okay, let's just pick up the cut where we left off. Let's hear it.
Get a name from a group called True the Vote. He got this list of 4,000 people. He sends it into his county, elections office, and they literally stop all 4,000 people from voting. Now, who are they? The overwhelming majority on that list were black soldiers sent to other bases, including Major Gamaliel Turner, who you'll meet in the film. Major Turner is one of the Pentagon's top experts on warfare of the future. And he couldn't get his ballot. So he calls up his county elections board and says, where's my ballot? Where's my absentee ballot? They said, oh, Mr. Turner, you've been challenged. They said, what? You've been challenged? What does that mean? What can I do to get my ballot? He said, no problem. You just come into our office and prove you're American citizen.
You're telling me 2,600 miles away, 2 days before an election, that if I want to vote, all I have to do is show up and prove as an American citizen that I have the right to vote again.
And when he says again, he's referring to the Jim Crow era. So he won his case. He brings down Mark Elias, who
is, I know him well. Yeah.
Mark Elias is now, was just hired by, thank God, by Kamala Harris as the Democratic Party's vote suppression expert. But the judge would not give the ballot back to the other 4,000 voters, mostly, again, black soldiers out of Fort Benning.
All right.
Okay. So that's all part
of this.
It's
unsettling stuff, isn't it? It's titled Vigilante. You can actually just plug that into Google, and you can watch the film for free.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. And Greg Palast?
Greg Palast is the guy. Also, you can put that in, Greg Palast and Vigilante, and it'll come up, and you can watch the film for free. It is a shocking thing that's going on, and it's spreading throughout the country, and the media just doesn't seem to be picking up on this. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
He even advises everybody to check out and see if they are still eligible to vote.
Well, that's the thing. Make sure you are eligible and you're registered. And
I don't know if it'll say whether you're being challenged or not, but he does advise everybody to go out and check.
Yes.
Check first.
Absolutely.
Because you don't know. He didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we were hoping to talk to Cara Beach at the Overture about that show that we've mentioned a couple of times now, Shucked. It's going to be across the street over at the Overture. It's a musical comedy, a new musical comedy, coming to Madison February 5th through the 9th. Tony Award-winning musical comedy, and it's supposed to be really funny. So we hope to, at some point, link up with Cara and find out more about that show.
Yeah,
we hear it's really, really a funny show. And Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus, they're out there delivering the Isthmus today. Mm-hmm. It always comes out the first Thursday of the month, so you can check out. I don't know. Judy wrote up a real nice write-up of her time here. She was here a week or two ago.
Yes.
And we talked with her, and she had a nice write-up on the digital version of Isthmus, so you can find that online. And we appreciate that, but we'd like to get Judy back in here as well.
On a regular basis, once a month, at least to find out what's coming up in the current Isthmus released on Thursdays. And I don't know how long it takes them to deliver all of these.
Well, there's 30,000 of them.
We wanted to get her in here today to talk about it, but her and the other six people that make up the staff of the Isthmus deliver the 30,000 papers by hand. Thursday morning.
They've got some volunteers, too.
Yeah, so maybe they'll be able to, maybe she'll be able to come in tomorrow, but I'm wondering if they're still delivering tomorrow to some of the more outlying areas.
Or maybe we should go out and help them deliver and then,
see what it's like, right? No, don't do that, because I know if we go into a shopping center, I'll probably start shopping.
Well, you used to be a paper boy, didn't you? Both of you.
Yes.
We're both paper boys.
That's right.
Yeah.
The old days.
Yeah.
Now they have different ways of getting those papers out there. You don't see the if there are boys papers. Or girls, delivering.
Usually
the
it's somebody who drives around and throws it out of their car and in your yard.
Somewhere in your yard.
Like a t-shirt cannon, but a newspaper cannon.
That's it.
Kind of like that.
They should have that.
Yeah. Hey, that's it. We're all out of time for today's show. Join us tomorrow. Rocker will be in the studio with the Max Inc. preview. We hope you have a great day. Keep it right here on 92.7 WMDX, Madison.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thanks, John. Yeah. It's great to see you again.
It's nice seeing you again, too. Hey, take care.
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Same to you, Mal. Let the John Gordy
Show. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Poppin' Z's Popcorn. And I'm joined by Milwaukee filmmaker Ezekiel Drews and Festival Theater's Jesse March.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.